This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we had a fantastic day of upside, both in our cattle complex and our hog complex. We had a little time there early in the morning when we'd done a little fluctuating, but overall, triple-digit trading to the upside, triple-digit gains, but we lack any big news to go along with it. Box beef at midday, down $1.01 on choice, down 82 on selects, moved a total of 115 loads. Saw this mid-cattle kill today, only 105,000 head. In the week, we killed 537,000 head. That's 10,000 less than last week. We're still waiting for cash out of the feed yards, but we do expect it to be at least $1 or $2 higher than last week. On the close, February cattle, 90 cents higher. April live cattle up 210. March feeders up 355. May feeders up 217. And April lean hogs up $1.52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Got a New Year's resolution? At P&K, ours is to keep supplying you with the hardest working John Deere equipment and the best deals around. So if your resolution is to save, how about saving thousands on a new 6M or 6R utility tractor? Or maybe 0% for 60 months is more your style. Get the details at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 2/2/15, subject to approved credit. Cash retail bonuses may not be stackable with finance offer. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance. Protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we also had a great day in our grain markets, too, as we saw the grain markets actually hold strength throughout the day. The grain markets don't really have any big fresh news to help push them to the upside. We saw a combination of good technical buying, some short covering, all this ahead of a three-day weekend, which probably helped this market to find strength. On the close today, we saw the March KC wheat up 8 3/4, May up 9 1/4, March Chicago wheat up 11 3/4, March corn closed 4 1/4 higher, July corn up 4 1/2, March soybeans up 6 3/4, and July beans were up 8 1/2, with the March cotton 22 points higher today.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Leslie, they can get us toll-free at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.